What are we talking about? We are at the end of all these years of studying and talking and analyzing. So, what is he doing now? Do you remember that Rumi is a teacher, was a teacher, a professional one, and a philosopher and thinker and all that, right? So, he knows what he is talking about. What is he talking about? What is it? It's a very simple stuff if you are intelligent enough. He was intelligent enough so Shams could explain it to Rumi in 3 days. Right? Then what? Then all the happenings, even killing Shams, started a movement, and Rumi started to teach them what he had learned, right? How? How? In a genius way, he talked about you and your problem. What's your problem? You have a little bit water and you think that you know the ocean. You know a little bit and that's it. So, he explained it to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Different stories to really explain it to you. That this is it. Look at you. The problem is you. Because this is the complication of the human beings. Human beings, they are different from the animals. What is the difference? All the living creatures are born with some knowledge and they live with it. Not us. Education. We are born animal and educate. We have 2 personalities here. One is the one which we are born in. It's a monkey. Sort of monkey. The second one is what? Education. How important is the education? How? You know how it is? You don't even think. All the animals, they think and they do something. You don't think. Do you? Which one of you thinks? None of you. You talk in a language, learn from the others, and will give it to the others. This is what I'm talking about. What is this? This is something that he learned, especially from Shams, and he's teaching it to us. This is what it is. And we are in the end of the story, and you will see that Rumi will tell you all this that I said at the end of it. He will say, are you, at the end of the day, you are thinking about having and being, right? So you believe in poverty and temporary.
That's all we got.
What is this? The story is simple. He will say, Rumi, at the end of this book, at the end of this couple of paragraphs, he will say, you know what? I love it that I will die. I'm tired. I worked hard. And I want to die. I will happily die because I will be happily here forever. The outcome of what I did goes on. We don't vanish. Why? Because we're important? No, nothing vanishes. Everything changes, even we. And since we started to talk together, become together, understand each other, and so on and so on, we have a better culture now. Do you have any doubt about it? Do you think any of you could live 200 years ago? Huh? No way. 200 years ago, our grand-grandfathers died. One-third of the people on the earth died because they didn't know they should wash their hands. That simple. Culture. This is stuff. How does it come? Go back, book one. Just middle of the book. When he explained that problem is you, he started to tell you about the way to deal with it. It started with having someone, coming out of this ego, out of this me, to understand the we. Because me belongs to the animal. And I'm half animal. I'm a toy. I was born animal. But there is something else. That's what we are talking about. Book one finished. And everything finished because Rumi explained it all. Send them away to practice it. Because when you practice it, you start to understand it. After 2 years, they came back. So he started to do the explanations, which was the philosophy of this, which is beyond the logic. And the third one was to be enriched. What does that mean, to be enriched? Hmm. that's the half of this book, right? The three ones are the beginning. Then it comes the other one. To be enriched is good and is bad. Over there we talked about the goodness of enrichment, that you should know everything and try to understand a lot of stuff and blah, 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 all of that. Here, Rumi will tell you that when you start to feel that you are enriched, you become arrogant. That's where the arrogance is. Because it's hiding in me. It's always here. It's not that I take it off and it's not here again. That's that unique fellow. We are talking about it like a leader. What is he doing? He doesn't know. The leader, that fellow, doesn't know what he's doing. The stuff comes out of him, like the ocean. It has no beginning, no end. He doesn't even really know about it. I'm sure that you have read it. You have a couple of pages and you have read it all. You know how it goes. This king will look at that guy and will see that he's dead. And there's one arrow missing. So, did I kill him? He doesn't like it. But it's done. Here you will hear the final words about what? About all we talked about. Everything we talked about comes to what? It is start like this, that when you're forbidden, you will be tempted to do it. This is something in the human being. Al insanu haythun ala ma muni'. That's the greed of the human being. So, what will happen when you do that? There are different ways. Different thing could happen. The first thing is that you are that nasty fellow who started it, and you will get a lot without understanding it. And you will die.